The McKiscos got off at Gibraltar. Next evening in Naples, Dick picked up a lost and miserable family of two girls and their mother in the bus from the hotel to the station. He had seen them on the ship. An overwhelming desire to help, or to be admired, came over him. He showed them fragments of gaiety. Tentatively he bought them wine, with pleasure saw them begin to regain their proper egotism. He pretended they were this and that, and, falling in with his own plot, and drinking too much to sustain the illusion, and all this time the women thought only that this was a windfall from heaven. He withdrew from them as the night waned, and the train rocked and snorted at Cassino and Frosinone. After weird American partings in the station at Rome, Dick went to the Hotel Quirinal, somewhat exhausted. At the desk he suddenly stared and upped his head, as if a drink were acting on him, warming the lining of his stomach, throwing a flush up into his brain. He saw the person he had come to see, the person for whom he had made the Mediterranean crossing. Simultaneously, Rosemary saw him, acknowledging him before placing him. She looked back, startled, and, leaving the girl she was with, she hurried over. Holding himself erect, holding his breath, Dick turned to her. As she came across the lobby, her beauty all groomed, like a young horse dosed with black seed oil and hoops varnished, shocked him awake. But it all came too quick for him to do anything except conceal his fatigue as best he could. To meet her starry-eyed confidence, he mustered an insincere pantomime, implying, "You would turn up here, of all the people in the world." Her gloved hands closed over his on the desk. "Dick, we're making the grandeur that was Rome. At least we think we are. We may quit any day." He looked at her hard, trying to make her a little self-conscious so that she would observe less closely his unshaven face, his crumpled and slept-in collar. Fortunately, she was in a hurry. "We begin early because the mists rise at 11. Phone me at 2. In his room, Dick collected his faculties. He left a call for noon, stripped off his clothes, and dove, literally, into a heavy sleep. He slept over the phone call, but awoke at 2, refreshed. Unpacking his bag, he sent out suits and laundry. He shaved, lay for half an hour in a warm bath, and had breakfast. The sun had dipped into the Via Nazionale, and he let it through the portieres with a jingling of old brass rings. Waiting for a suit to be pressed, he discovered from the Corriere della Sera that Una Novella di Sinclair Lewis, Wall Street, nella quale autore analizza la vita sociale di una piccola città americana. Then he tried to think about Rosemary.